USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says China has no choice but to make a trade deal with the United States, and he thinks one is coming. The president wrapping up a long weekend at the G7 summit in France, saying he believes China is sincere and has no choice because its economy is in trouble.
So when you say, do you think they want to? Maybe they want to and maybe they don't, but I think they want to make a deal. I'm not sure they have a choice, and I don't say that as a threat. They can't do what they were saying they're going to do, because if they do that, they're going to be met with really very violent force.
Also making headlines, President Trump says some have suggested holding next year's 2020 G7 at his private golf resort, Doral, in Florida. The president says he's open to it, but says there's no financial gain.
My people wanted it. From my standpoint, I'm not going to make any money. In my opinion, I'm not going to make any money. I don't want to make money. I don't care about making money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Tropical storm Dorian could be a problem as it gains strength and heads in the direction of Puerto Rico. Then it could hit Florida later in the week. The system expected to dump lots of rain in Barbados and Dominica. And speaking of storms, this Thursday, August 29th, is the 14-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 270 points, the NASDAQ up almost 102, the S&P 500 up 31 points. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi attending a Celebration of Women event hosted by NASA.
There are 106 women in the Congress.
Pelosi, the first female House Speaker, talking about how Democrats increased the number of women in the chamber.
91 are Democrats. Because we made a decision that every year we would increase the number. We would say, get out there, run.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The family of a missing Florida firefighter speaking out. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The family of missing Florida firefighter Brian McClooney are remaining hopeful that he and his friend will be found. McClooney and Virginia firefighter Justin Walker disappeared during a fishing trip in Fort Canaveral nearly 2 weeks ago. McClooney's wife, Stephanie, says she is hopeful the U.S. Coast Guard may be able to find the missing men in their normal search patterns.
They are more likely to find something in their natural, regular search patterns, patrol patterns. If they found one slice of evidence, it would reactivate everything.
McClooney's mother and brother were thankful for the hundreds of volunteers and the service members for their efforts to look for the two missing men.
Changing gears now to the economy and a new study out on what to major in at college that will yield a high-paying job. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
According to a new Bankrate.com report outlining the least and most valuable college degrees, the most valuable major is one in naval architecture and marine engineering. The median annual salary for that would be $90,000 with an unemployment rate of 1.6%. At the bottom of the 162-degree list is a major in drama and theater arts with an annual median salary of $35,000 and a 5.6% jobless rate. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.